Hello and welcome. Axe to Heart, Fact to Nigeria Info, here in Port Harcourt. I'm Diet. 9 minutes are going past 5 p.m. Discussions are on now. And the matter next up for discussion. Has to do with traditional rulers and whether or not they can express, whether or not they can hold or take and publicly express political positions. Is what we're discussing next. Now, there was some item of our news earlier on today and Friday. I think it was Friday. I think it was Friday. All right. Yeah. So I will get to those. The one that was featured on the news today and the one that featured on Friday as well. But I think I'll start with an item that made the Thursday bulletin. I'll start with an item that made the Thursday bulletin, and that's where the River State Governor reportedly took a swipe at some traditional ruler, supposedly for holding a political position or political opinion which may have been expressed, which the governor interpreted to be waging an attack or a war or something on his government. Here's the said news item from our news Thursday last week. Yeah, River State Governor Yesu Mwike took a swipe at the King of Igbo Pata, Eze Felix Otuwarigbo, saying his recent activities clearly mark him out to have pitched a political interest. Now, the governor made the criticisms at the flag off of Obodi Ozochi Road and the bridge in Ahoda West local government area. He said the stool of Eze Felix Otuwarigbo was recognized by his administration and that he will not tolerate the situation in which it will be used to stage a political fight against the state government. So that's that. Now, also, on the news on Friday, I believe it was Friday, there was some story on our bulletin last week Friday. Here's the said story, I believe. The Calabari Traditional Leaders Forum has joined in supporting the governorship candidate of the Social Democratic Party in River State, Senator Magnus Abin. The group led by Niefibo said the aim of the visit is to align themselves with the candidate with vision and prospects to lead River State to a better economy. Now, he says Senator Abin has the criteria to govern the state, so they will support him and as well take the message back to the Calabari people. Our correspondent reports that Senator Abe, in his response, said the endorsement of the group has not only humbled him, but rekindled his hope that River State will be a better place if new ideas are created to enhance opportunities. Yes, indeed. Yeah. And also, fast forward to, I think it's today, Monday 16th. Interestingly, there appears to be some development as regards to the very last news item that I just read out. Now, remember the other story was Calabar Traditional Leaders Forum joining in supporting the governorship candidate of the SDP party in River State, Senator Magnus Abin. All right, so let's listen to the update on that. Meanwhile, this was today. Traditional rulers of the Calabari ethnic nationality has dissociated itself from the reported adoption of the SDP governorship candidate, Senator Magnus Abin, by a group known as Calabari Traditional Leaders Forum. Now, spokesperson of the group, His Royal Highness King Agolia Omoni, shortly after the emergency meeting held in Abodima, told newsmen that there was no time the traditional rulers endorsed Senator Abin. He said, As Amayampu, they are non-partisan. Kinemoni, while reading the 6 points communique, said that as traditional rulers, they do not have a personal issue with Senator Abin, but emphasized that any time he's ready to visit their domains, they are open to receiving Senator Abin, including other candidates. So let's talk about this for a bit. And once again, some traditional rulers supposedly in Kalabari of Kalabari ethnic nationality supported the SDP candidate, and now some other traditional rulers of Kalabari nationality are saying, no, that's not the case. We did not give our support, as it were. And of course, as I read out just a while ago as well from Thursday's bulletin, the Rivers State governor taking a swipe at the king of Igbo Pata over what he alleged was the traditional rulers taking a political stand. So I'm asking you, should traditional rulers be able to take, hold, and publicly express political positions, even support for political parties and or candidates? Let's talk about this for a bit. Lines open, I very much hope so. Call 0700-93-093. That's 0700-93-093. We're live on facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH. That's facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH. So, the conversation, let's get your take on this. Should traditional rulers be able to take and publicly express political positions? Hopefully the phone line's active again now. Let's get your take on this. And I imagine not just the candidate of the SDP, governorship candidate, that is. I imagine that for some of the other candidates, it's not unlikely that traditional rulers have been expressing, you know, support for them, either for candidates, either for specific candidates, or even whole political parties as well. And I do anticipate that as the elections draw nearer, a lot more cases or incidents of that are going to come up. But the Rivers State governor once again taking a swipe at some traditional ruler, citing that his administration identified his tool, and as such, I think that suggests that that traditional ruler cannot express support for another party or some other candidate of another party. And do you think that's correct as well? So the two parts to this: the Rivers State governor taking a swipe at the king of Igbo Opata over what is alleged as a political position taken by this traditional ruler, and the position as well expressed that, you know, since this administration identified his tool, you know, or accepted his tool, I think there's another term that's used for that, this political or this traditional ruler cannot then use this position to stage a political fight against the state government by identifying with another political party or a candidate belonging to a different party. Do you agree with that? So just because the River State government, the current River State government, recognized the stool or recognizes the stool of a traditional ruler, does that mean that traditional ruler is bound to always express support for, you know, the political party that government belongs to or any candidate it puts forward? And beyond that, can or should traditional rulers hold political opinions, views, and even publicly express them, even going as far as expressing support for political parties and all their candidates? That's the matter being discussed now. And also welcome on 0700-93-093. Also via facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH, via Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Okay, here's what we're going to do. I seem to be having persistent problems with the 0700 number. So until that's resolved, how about you try calling any of our other GSM numbers? We've got those. I believe possibly they're there in case of a time such as this. So call 0817-93-0003, 0817-93-0007, the numbers to call. Hello, Hard Facts. Welcome. Please go ahead.
Hello, Dio. Good evening.
All right, go ahead.
Yes, Obed Chima calling from Port Harcourt. I think we have two types of traditional ruler that we in River State. One is government recognized, and the other one are not recognized. And when you look at the government recognized agency titles, you understand that no candidate will even visit their palace. None. Because they are looking at the body language of the government. Because anyone that receives any candidate from any other political party will be sanctioned. So it is just there. So for me, I think and how it ought to be, a traditional ruler ought not to endorse any candidate. But Dayo, with what is happening in River State, Dayo, there is a balkanization of traditional rulers.
Why should traditional rulers not express support for a candidate?
I'm not saying that's law, so that's a fact.
I didn't infer that you said that either. I'm asking you, why do you hold the position that they should not express support for a candidate?
Why is this story? Among your subjects, you have various political parties. So you are not meant to come out and say, I'm supporting this one. No, because you have people who are under you, who belong to various political. So you must be able to protect the interests of all. That's how it ought to be.
Mm. All right, great. Thanks for calling in. Heartfelt
hello.
Hello,
Dayo.
All right, go ahead.
Good evening.
Go ahead, please.
See, the truth of the matter is this. I am Prince calling from Port Harcourt. The truth of the matter is that as traditional rulers, they are not supposed to endorse a particular candidate.
Why?
Because they are like father to all the candidates.
What if a traditional ruler knows? Hello, just hold on a moment, please. What if a traditional ruler knows that a candidate, assuming there are two candidates, hypothetically speaking, knows mm-hmm. that candidate A is bad for his subject, for his people, and candidate B is the ideal candidate? So you're saying that because he occupies the position of traditional ruler, he cannot advise his people. And I'm saying that, hypothetically, that he's doing this for the right reasons. He really knows, but he can't do that.
Yes, he cannot do that openly because he is a father to all. They are just to give their royal blessing to any candidate that comes to their domain.
So if a traditional ruler knows that candidate A, for example, is a thief, he should still give him a thief his royal blessing.
See, Dayo, this is politics, and the government is also looking out for them, mostly those that have been recognized by the government.
No. You missed out the point I made. I asked you a question. Are you saying that if a traditional ruler knows that a candidate A, for example, this hypothetical candidate A is a thief, so a traditional ruler should give a thief his blessing nonetheless?
Yes.
Okay. Hello, you're welcome.
Thank you, Dayo. Good evening.
All right, go on.
Yes, I want to say that the issue on ground, if you ask me, I'm saying to an extent, the traditional rulers should not give blessings as in endorsing anyone. But if, for example, in a community, in a local government, we have two, three different political parties contesting, they have their rights to come and consult him as a traditional ruler to get advice from him. But giving a particular one, say, I have endorsed you, I'm supporting you, I think, if you ask me, I will tell you, I will say it is not totally good. But the point that brought this issue is talking about if the chief of Mujur, what do you call that in Nawada East, endorsed any or blessed any candidate. No. The problem is now is that the governor said that he should stop receiving persons who are contending with other parties. Not that there's any story that says that the chief has endorsed or blessed any candidate outside the PDP. He has the right to bring in PDP candidates that come to see him because he's the father of all, he doesn't know which one that will win, but he's supposed to advise them, do well, when you get there, do well. I remember my people. But for the governor himself to come and put it as a law, I say he will deal with it. What about those ones that have been made, recognized by the government before he became governor?
I'm not aware as well that the governor said that traditional ruler cannot or should not receive candidates of different political parties. I thought it's important to also state that. But anyways, good to hear from you as well. I've got a commercial break coming up shortly. We've got headlines at 5:30 p.m. as well, and the discussions continue afterwards. Should traditional rulers be able to hold and publicly express political views as well? I mean, even for example, in a community, the traditional ruler knows this person. He knows that he's a thief. Should he give him his blessing nonetheless? Stay with us. We'll be back in a bit.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to Hard Facts on Nigeria Info and Herring Port Hackett. I'm Dio. Discussions continue. Thanks for staying tuned. 27 minutes to go before 6 p.m. The major news is up at 6. Now, earlier last week, it was last week Thursday. Now, this piece of news featured on one of our bulletins, or at least some of them. The River State Governor, Yusuf Muge, took a swipe at the King of Ubu, Ipata, Eze Felix Otuwarekwo, saying his recent activities clearly mark him out to have pitched a political tent, I suppose. The governor made the criticisms at the flag off of Bodi Ozochi Road and Bridge in Ahoda West local government area. He said the stool of Eze Felix Otuwarekwo was recognized by his administration and that he would not tolerate the situation in which it will be used to stage a political fight against the state government. There is that. And also, on the news Friday, this was there. The Calabria Traditional Leaders Forum has joined supporting the governorship candidate of the STP in River State, Senator Magnus Abbey. The group led by some person, said the aim of the visit is to align themselves with the candidates with vision and prospect to lead River State to a better economy. That was on Friday. And then today, this was on the news today. Traditional rulers of the Kalabari ethnic nationality have disassociated itself from the reported adoption of the STP governorship candidate, Senator Magnus Abbey, by a group known as Kalabari Traditional Leaders Forum. A spokesperson of the group, His Royal Highness King Agolie Omoni, shortly after the emergency meeting held in Abonema, told newsmen there was no time. The traditional rulers endorsed Senator Abbey and said that they are non-partisan. So, anyways, I'm asking. First, must a traditional ruler, especially maybe a traditional ruler that's been recognized by a government, express strict strict support, exclusive support for a political party that the government belongs to? And then two, should traditional rulers or leaders be able to and publicly express political positions? And I'll give some analogy here. So, especially in a community, once again, say you have two persons from a community who are vying to be maybe councillor, or even who are vying to be local government chairman of an LGA. And this traditional ruler knows this candidate. He knows them. He knows that one is a thief. He knows the antecedent. I mean, they are from his community. They grew from his community. He watched them grow. Possibly. He knows who they are. He knows the capacities. He knows what they can do. He knows that one does not mean well. One is a never do well, and one actually means well. So, should he give his blessings to all of them, including the thief, by the way? And can he not advise his people on the person he perceives or the candidate he perceives is most appropriate for them? Lines open call 0700-93093. That's the number to call. But I think we're having some issues with that right now. So alternatively, call 0817-93-0002 or 0817-93-0003 or 0817-93-0007. We're live on Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Hello, Hard Fat 2, welcome. Please go on.
Hey, good afternoon.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Ed Adania from
Nigeria. Turn off your radio set.
Yes. Dial. Are you hearing me?
Go ahead, please.
What I'm saying, I will contribute into the topic on ground. Is the traditional rulers are supposed to be neutral, not to bless anyone, because he's father of all. He's supposed not to side any party or person because of, we don't know tomorrow. Things can change overnight. The world we are is dynamic.
What could change overnight?
Human being is dynamic. And the world, the global we are living in, is also dynamic. Things can change overnight.
Could you explain like what you mean by that to me?
Are you hearing me?
I was hearing you before. What I'm saying is, can you explain that to more? What do you mean by this dynamic human beings can change tomorrow statement?
That is what I'm trying to say now, before you start to talk. What I mean by the world is dynamic and human being is dynamic. We change it. Somebody can give you a promise by this time of the day, of today, against what he will do for you tomorrow. By tomorrow, he changes. Or death may meet him. He may force it. Are you hearing me? Then he has not fulfilled that promise. As a traditional ruler, as a father to the community, in charge of a community or local government, you cannot side any political party.
So how is that different from what other persons do? And I'm referring to your statement and your explanation on the dynamism of everything.
Just a moment, please.
Can you calm down, please? I'm referring to your statement on dynamism and human being can change tomorrow, even die tomorrow, which is a form of change as well anyway, at least change in physical states. Now, you say that traditional rulers should not give an endorsement because of that. How about somebody who is not a traditional ruler who gives endorsement? The human being can still change tomorrow as well. The human being can die tomorrow. The human being might not fulfill a promise tomorrow. So what's the difference here?
The difference is because the traditional ruler is a father to all under that his community or domain. In the local government.
So, in other words, it is not wrong to give an endorsement in spite of your dynamism argument.
It is not proper. It's wrong to endorse anyone.
No. Hold on. Based on the dynamism argument, I'm saying that this is not wrong then.
It is wrong because the world is a small place and it can...
I'm not talking about traditional ruler now. I'm talking about anybody and everybody. So in spite of your argument using dynamism and people can die tomorrow, other people can give endorsement. Am I right? Is that not what you're saying?
If other people want to give endorsement, not a group of people, an organization...
No, forget an individual, anybody. Other people can give endorsement. Am I right?
Yes, you can give support.
Okay, so why is it that this dynamism that could lead to a person dying tomorrow or not fulfilling their promise tomorrow? Why? Just take a moment to listen to the question, then I'll give you time to respond to it.
Okay.
Fantastic. So, if other persons can give endorsements, and it's okay, and I'm not talking about traditional ruler now. I've left traditional ruler alone. He's probably sipping tea right now. I'm talking about other persons at this time. So you're saying that in spite of dynamism that somebody can die tomorrow and somebody might change tomorrow, it's okay for other persons to give endorsements in spite of this possibility of change. All right, he's gone. A via Facebook, Barrio goes, at this point in time, it's very important for the traditional rulers to take a stand because the state has lost its glory under the current administration. Barrio Nudum Commander goes, the traditional rulers are entitled to express their freedom of association and speech. The governor can tell us that some of the traditional rulers aren't paying loyalty to the PDP. Let the governor face governance and leave those traditional rulers to be. CBI Sanipe goes, it's not proper at all for traditional rulers to take side in political issues. They should be seen as fathers to all parties because politicians come and go while the traditional rulers remain. So what if a particular political leader is bad? I presume that everyone agrees that a political leader, whether elected or not, or appointed, can be bad. So we can have a good governor, we can have a bad governor. We can have a good president, we can have a bad president. We can have a good counselor, we can have a bad counselor. So this neutrality then, I suppose, from the responses I'm getting so far, suggests that even when a governor, for example, is bad, a traditional ruler is not allowed to express that. If, as a matter of fact, he has to give his blessings to the bad governor, or the bad president, or the bad counselor, or the bad, I don't know, the bad anybody, whether once again elected or appointed public officer. Pomi Friday on Facebook goes, King of Upata Kingdom is a man that cannot be cowed by Governor Wike. He's not perturbed by the threat. Of course, people should be allowed to exercise their freedom of association, and this includes traditional rulers. I salute the courage of King Felix. Let's get your take. Once again, 0817-93-0002, 0817-93-0003, or 0817-93-0007. We seem to be experiencing some challenges with a 0700 number at the moment. Hello, Hard Factor, welcome. Please go on.
Hello, yeah, thank you. Go ahead,
yeah, go ahead, please.
Yeah, my name is Komele Barakikwe.
Go ahead.
The traditional ruler must remain as a father to all. He cannot endorse any candidate because he's a father. What he will do, he will give blessing to all his children. He will give blessing to all the political parties. They will present his manifesto to them. You will wish them well. All that go. And for an individual to endorse a candidate, politics is all a game of interest. That is some personal interest. And it's entitled for his own interest. Your endorsement does not go on the entire public. It's your own personal endorsement.
Okay, so if a traditional ruler's endorsement, as you say, is a personal thing and does not affect the public, why can't he express that personal thing then?
The traditional ruler by these two, by the constituent they occupy, they are the mouthpiece of the land. More or less, they talk to the gods of the land. So you cannot say this one is my child and this one is not my child.
Okay, let me ask you this. You said they talk to the gods. Do the gods have positions? Yes. Do the gods have positions on matters?
Yeah, in the traditionally.
Okay. Hold on. Just calm down a moment, please. There's no need to rush this or shout. So if the gods themselves, the gods whom you say the traditional rulers dialogue with, if the gods themselves have positions or matters, why can't the traditional ruler express the position that the gods have taken?
Because none of them, these two, they occupied these two, they have already created these two, which made the gods is still run away from them. Many of them, they are not doing the right thing. If you take, for example,
No. Hold on. Just hold on, please. Just calm down. I am referencing your words here. You said that traditional rulers converse with the gods. Am I right so far?
Okay.
You said that traditional rulers converse with the gods, right?
Yes, they do.
And you also because said, you, and then just hold on, just
oh goodness.
Just hold on. You need to hold on, please. And then you also said that the gods hold positions on matters. Am I right?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Yes.
So if the gods, if just calm down. Now, if the gods hold positions on matters and traditional rulers converse with the gods, after traditional ruler has spoken with the gods and the gods have told him their position, why can't the traditional ruler then express the position of the gods?
You know what? The communication between the traditional ruler and the gods. One, I tell you that it depends on the traditional ruler, whether he is going to law of the land. Then you know that whatever thing that is in them may not listen to him. But if the traditional ruler stands on justice and the right of the people, the land that is protected, all the gods will listen to him. Because I see when the traditional ruler invokes the anger of the god and happen.
It's almost like you didn't hear a word of what I just said, or you didn't understand what I just said, or you just decided to completely ignore what I just said. But I think your position is very clear, and your position is that traditional rulers should not hold or express public political opinions, and that's noted already. Thanks for calling in. Hello, Hard Fight, to welcome. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Stanley, good evening.
All right, go on.
Yeah, traditional rulers are like fathers. Take for example.
Yeah.
In the Kalabari region, we have the traditional head of Kalabari, the Amenable of Kalabari Kingdom. It is a traditional father to all the Kalabari sons and daughters. And in Kalabari, for example, we have people that are of the APC, of the SDP, the PDP, and even the Labour Party. And all these people are his children. So if he decides to, for example, endorse a candidate from one of these parties, maybe SDP or PDP, do you think that other of the children that support other parties will be happy? They will not be happy.
Let's talk about the concept. Let's talk about the concept of children. I'd like that to bring that in. So, let's take this to a real family, an actual hypothetical, although hypothetical, but a family nonetheless. Yeah. So, a father who has given birth to, say, three children and has raised them till they become adults, you would expect that father, if he has done his job well, would know the capacities of his children, would know that my first child can do this. My second child has this temperament and this capacity. My third child doesn't know how to do this one. Or in fact, he or she loses interest in this and that and all of that. So, if a position were to present itself and one of the children were to serve in a public capacity and they asked the father, which of your children do you think is most ideal? If the father knows, because once again, they are his children, he raised them, he knows their competence. Are you saying that a father should not be able to say, of my three children, and I raised them, I know their capacity, I know their competences, this one, I know, has what it takes to deliver on this job. You may go ahead now.
You lied as a father. Let me say, I'm coming.
Yes.
Except you are a father that is ready to offend some of your children. But if you were to be a father that, you know, wants to say the truth without offending people, you just call the electorate, people that are to vote, and tell them the qualities that they should look for in their incumbent and vote for. Maybe you tell them to vote for someone that will give them security, someone that will not embezzle their money and all that. You give them the idea.
Yes, but the father knows that one of his children is his stock in trade is embezzlement of money.
If the father gives out the qualities, then look at will now know the ones that have these qualities and vote for them. It's simple.
No. That's not a quality.
The qualities you align are the ones that the people will look at. And vote for them. You sensitize them underneath to vote.
Just a moment.
They do for in the candidate they are voting for, and also vote for them.
What you described.
That this person is better than this one. You endorse that person.
What you described.
As a father, you don't do. That is why religious leaders that we have in this country, some of them that are very prominent, they will say that they don't have any candidate.
Okay. Just listen for a bit. If you will listen for a bit, otherwise we'll have to end the conversation. All right, great to hear from you. Thanks for your contribution. Now, I was about to tell that caller that what he actually listed, or what he mentioned rather, was not a quality. They're not qualities. He said the traditional rule, or the father should tell the people that vote for a person who will not embezzle money, people, you know, those are not qualities. You know, those are what the qualities should guarantee. That's not, you know, a person will not embezzle money, or a person will plan the economy appropriately, or a person will improve security. Those are not qualities. Those are campaign promises. Those are the end. The qualities are the means to the end. Improve security, better education, better healthcare. That is the end. That is the desired end. The result everybody hopes for. Certain qualities that the leader possesses, hopefully, will guide him or her in accomplishing that. Now, the point I was trying to make to him was, once again, those are not qualities, by the way. And what I was saying is that the father knows his children. He knows the quality. He knows. He raised them. He knows that this one steals. This one is my child. Yes, I raised the child. Maybe I did a bad job as a father. But this one steals. If you give this one a position of authority, a position of responsibility, he will steal money. I know this, my daughter. She's a very caring person. Even the little that she has, she doesn't mind sharing with others. This is my other son. If no matter how much you give him, I was watching him since when they were growing up, he will want to take the one even his siblings have as well to add to his own. Meanwhile, my daughter, no matter how little she has, she wants to share with others. He knows. So you're saying that the father cannot say, whether it's an elective position or even one that has to do with an appointment, you know. Are you saying the father cannot say, you know what, this is my son. No, this one is not, don't worry, I know him. You will empty the treasury, don't worry. So this is my daughter, this one, she's the one. She's so caring, she's all about people, improving people's capacity, building people's capacity, making life better for others. I know them. Now those are qualities. Incidentally, we have to wrap up this conversation momentarily. Got a commercial break coming up in a moment. But do I have any comments to attend to here? Jimbo Buraya Karibo Nelson on Facebook goes, most of our traditional rulers display less wisdom and short-sightedness in democratic governance and rivers. However, they never put this wisdom to work for the stability and development of our nation, but a compromise with those in the saddle of power. All right, Pene Tonobari goes, traditional rulers are free to express and welcome any political party. I remember when I was ethnic president, I expressed equal concern to any SCG contestant. Good evening, Don. I think it's very okay for a traditional ruler to endorse any politician, but he or she shouldn't go further to direct his or subjects to follow that politician. As for Governor Wike himself, he's been very hypocritical. He's very, very hypothetical, pardon me. Hasn't the Oha of Emohua, Oha Sergeant Awuse, endorsed the PDP governorship candidate? Hasn't he been attending their party rallies? Even answered Emohua, who has raised an eyebrow, and that's from text.